Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Patreon podcast. This is usually something that's only exclusive to our Autumn tier patrons, and it will be, but I haven't done it in a while, and we are in quarantine, so I'm making this first episode free. Now, this isn't the first episode. I've done a handful of these Patreon podcasts, but I haven't done it on a regular basis in a hot minute, and we're bringing it back to a regular basis. So I sort of wanted to revamp the situation, the scenario. The whole purpose of this podcast and why I feel more inspired to bring it back again. And we are actually working on a podcast for my channel, for YouTube. We've been working on a set for a hot minute now. And we're going to be bringing that to fruition in the coming weeks. But I wanted to get a Patreon podcast going because it's easier to produce audio only. And the reason why I'm going audio only, because I could easily make this a video podcast, but I feel like I can be a little bit more honest with you and I can be a little bit more intimate with you when it's just a voice. I don't have to look into the camera. I don't have to be holding my back up straight. I don't have to put on this physical facade, and that is part of what makes filming a little bit difficult, is just trying to look and remain proper. But you know, when I'm doing an audio only podcast, I'm sitting a certain way, I'm angled in a different position, and I'm not looking at anything. I'm kind of looking off into the distance, which is when I do my best thinking and my best talking. And I feel more inspired to make this because I started listening to a podcast that has been extremely comforting. It's called, and this is a suggestion if you really want a podcast to listen to, it's called Staying In with Emily and Kumail. Emily, I forget Emily's last name, but Kumail is Kumail Nanjiani. Kumail Nanjiani is a comedian slash actor. You might recognize him from his indie movie called The Big Sick, which is actually an autobiographical movie about him and his wife, Emily, and how they met, although the woman in the movie is not her. And they and Kumail Nanjiani also, he was the star of Stuber. He was Stu. And he is going to be starring in Marvel's The Eternals as well. And I have always been a big fan of Kumail for a really long time. He's so funny and he's so articulate and I love listening to him talk. And I was always kind of disappointed that they used to have a podcast called The Indoor Kids. And I was always disappointed that they discontinued that podcast. And I saw that they have a new podcast and it's only a limited series. And it's called Staying In with Kumail and Emily. And I really enjoy it because they are mainly talking about their lives in quarantine together. But them talking about it is so inherently therapeutic. And them talking about it and sharing their stories, what they're going through, the real struggles they're going through, the joys they're going through, and how they're dealing and coping with it is actually a therapeutic process for me. And I realized maybe I could do that for somebody else. Maybe me talking, whether it's about the COVID situation, maybe if me talking about my quarantine time, maybe that could help somebody else. And so we're bringing this Patreon podcast back and it's going to be a little bit more intimate. It's going to be a little bit more real and raw compared to especially our mainstream Patreon podcast. Our mainstream Patreon podcast, we're going to be mainly talking about, you know, just happy stuff, things that make us feel good, K-pop, just whatever. So the Patreon podcast is somewhere more so where we get real. And this is also going to be sort of my sanctuary, sort of my little escape. Because my girlfriend is visiting, and right now she's not here. Right now, actually, I'm in the office, and I'll talk about that in a sec, why I'm in the office. But, you know, I am spending essentially every waking moment with my girlfriend, and I love her. And I'm not saying I need time away from her, but I am a very solitary creature, and she is too, and we both really enjoy our privacy. So, and I enjoy talking, and I enjoy talking with you guys. So I revel and enjoy this opportunity to be able to have this private conversation with you guys, because I see it as like a little bit of a break, you know, because when I'm with my girlfriend, I am incredibly happy. But there is something about being happy all the time that I kind of need a break from. That sounds weird, but it's true. I'm not, happiness can be a little bit draining, and I'm not at my core a happy person. I wouldn't say I'm a miserable person, but I'm somewhere in between. And I need to feel solitude, and I need to sometimes, I don't need to be sad, but I need to sometimes not be happy. I just need to feel neutral to sort of just feel a little bit more present, you know? When I'm with my girlfriends, you know, time feels inconsequential. Just everything moves at a weird pace, and you know, I don't think that's healthy. I think it's good to have a healthy mix of something in your life. Now, the reason why I'm at the office is because we are actually going to be filming from the office again. It's something that I had to think about and consider for a really long time. We have been in quarantine for about 2 months, and after these 2 months, they are relieving some restrictions here in Los Angeles, but they have extended the stay-at-home orders for the rest of the summer. So all of summer, they will be implementing the stay-at-home orders, but with apparent ease of restrictions. Now, for me personally, I will not be going out. I still will not be socializing. The only exception that I have made is the office. Now, why did I come out to the office? We have set up a set, and this is where the culture study is going to come back to, and this is where the YouTube podcast is going to be. But I brought this to the office because I was sort of getting, first of all, my home does not feel like a home, you know, and it does not have room to fill my set. And I wish I was one of those people who could work from home, but all they need is a laptop. But you guys know me, I need a huge light. I have a huge camera. You know, it takes up so much space. Then you need a certain amount of distance from the camera. You know, you can't be right up on the camera. So you need so much space to have a filming setup. So I had to get out of there, ultimately. And I was getting frustrated because my home did not feel like a home, which is why I got my office in the first place. But it's been worse during quarantine, you know, because you want some kind of ease of mind. And my place is a tornado right now because I have moved everything. I've moved my bed out into the living room. I've turned my bedroom into like a media room. It's the only way everything will fit. You know, my couch and all of that just does not fit in one location. So We've been spending the past few days doing a lot of moving, a lot of just changing things up. And so now all the big pieces are set in place, but now everything's in disarray. So now is organization time, which we're going to do slowly throughout the next few weeks, mainly because, first of all, one, we're not going anywhere and we have nothing else to do, really. So we're going to be slowly just cleaning up and then slowly starting to renovate my apartment a little. And realistically, you know, we talked about this. Even though the stay-at-home orders are extending to the end of summer, by the end of summer, how many months are actually left in the year? You have September, October, November, December. That's only 4 months, you know? So over half of the year is already gone. And so at that point, you know, we kind of see it as this quarantine is going to last longer than this summer, honestly. Or at least it's not going to be completely safe. And I will not have the peace of mind to go out to live my life the way I was living it before until there is a vaccine. And they said there's not going to be a vaccine for at least 18 months. So that means next summer or next fall. So because of that, I, you know, my girlfriend and I, we are kind of accepting the fact that we are going to be in quarantine for the next year or so, a little more than a year. And we're kind of accepting that this year's a wash, but I'm happy to do that. And so we're kind of getting everything in place. And the office is a risk, yes, coming here, but we thought about it, but there are very few risks. We don't encounter people. We don't encounter a crowd. We wear gloves and masks. And, you know, when we come to the office, I park in an open parking lot. And then all I have to do is punch in the gate code. So there's the gate code and then the door code and then touching the elevators. All of that are done with gloves. Then we toss out the gloves. And so, you know, this isn't like a busy office building. It's essentially very, very empty. You occasionally run into people. But I think it's a necessary risk because I'm getting sick of also how my videos look. And my mother pointed this out as well, and she was echoing what I was feeling. I know a lot of you guys say you don't care how the videos look and feel, but, you know, ultimately, I do have to keep up a certain standard on my channel. I do have to, you know, my growth is dependent on my look and visual and style. You know, and that means catering to more sponsors. That means growing more, appealing to new subscribers. And, you know, just having my janky setup just is not going to cut it and fly anymore. So this is the necessary risk I am taking. We're also going to be doing the podcast here. The podcast is, you know, we're going to be safe. Ultimately, I wanted to do this podcast with my friends, but it's just not safe to shoot it with my friends. So this podcast, I will be the host, and then my girlfriend will be the co-host for the time being, mainly because I can't do the podcast alone. I'm not someone who can just talk to myself or talk out loud to myself. Obviously, you might be like, but you're doing that right now. And I get that, but this is different, and topics like this become a lot more dark. And if you guys notice, when I talk on my own, I tend to veer into more serious topics. But when I bounce off of people, you know, I can have a little bit more fun. So also don't expect this podcast to be any fun. I don't know. Sometimes maybe I'll have something fun to talk about. But in general, when I am alone, I do tend to get a little bit more deep and philosophical and kind of, you know, get into the deeper layer of stuff. You know, shallow conversations are fine, but for me, the in-depth conversations are where it's at. And, you know, right now, at this point in my life, what I'm considering and thinking is, you know, a lot of my plans failed this year and out of our control. The short film that I was shooting, we had shot half of it. We had to scrap all of that, and we're going to reshoot it. And now because of COVID, we could not reshoot it. You know, we can't shoot anything. And I don't feel safe shooting anything until there is a vaccine. And there's another situation with that short film, which I will tell you guys since we're here on Patreon. But, you know, one of the crew members, you know, I hired everyone. I hired the crew members, I hired the cast, everyone was being paid, and one of the crew members was acting unprofessionally. And I cut them some slack in the beginning because, one, I didn't want to come off like a hard-ass director. You know, also, they were my friend. You know, I think the internet really made me sensitive to that kind of stuff more. When I was younger, I was a lot more cruel. I was a lot more harsh, and I didn't want to build the reputation of like, oh, he's an asshole, or they're such an asshole director, or whatever. But given my experience of what happened and me kind of like letting it slide, you know, I yelled at him. You know, I was like, you know, I told you not to fraternize with the cast. You know, I yelled at him the first time, and then came just months of not being able to trust that person, them ultimately actually breaking my trust, and then me confronting them about it, and then I gave them one more chance, and then like a week later, they immediately broke my trust again. And I don't want to get too into it, mainly because the parties involved don't want me to make a big deal about it, but and I want to respect their wishes, but essentially, you know, to make it like real simple, this person has a problem, has a behavioral problem with women. They haven't done anything illegal yet, but they have crossed lines and they have done things that one might find absolutely deplorable and something a friend would not do. And their behavior with women is absolutely unacceptable. And, you know, the problem with this motherfucker is that they are a chatterbox and they gossip a lot. I know this because they gossip to me, you know, they constantly gossip about like the sets they've been on, whether it's positive or negative. They'll just constantly gossip. This motherfucker loves to talk. And I kind of figured that, like, even it's my word against his. And here's how the truth works. And, you know, whether you guys disagree with me or not, I believe this is how the truth works. The truth is inherently biased. You guys believe that this guy is a terrible person because I say he's a terrible person because you guys trust me and you guys know me. This guy is also a networker, so a lot of people know him. And he makes a very good first impression, but the more you meet this guy, that impression gets worse and worse. But that's only if you get close enough to him. So a lot of people know him and might like him. And so if I fire him, and even if it is for an illegal reason, even if it is because I say he fraternized or did something illegal or inappropriate with one of our female cast members, he could just say, nah, it was bullshit or it was a misunderstanding. And everyone would believe him because they knew him first rather than me. That's how benefit of the doubt works, doesn't it? Why do you think people keep continuing to support the idols who are found guilty of shitty stuff? You know, that's how it works. We always give benefit of the doubt to the people that we have followed and supported or known for a really long time, especially on a personal basis, because that's how truth works. Truth is not about the truth. Truth is about perception. Why do you think people believe Fox News over CNN or CNN over Fox News? I'm not saying either one is right or wrong, but Fox is more wrong. But it's all about perception, you know? So that's why I didn't outright fire him. I eventually made the environment very hostile towards him, made it very clear I did not want him a part of the project. And I like kind of pushed him to a breaking point where he naturally kind of like stepped out on his own, which I kind of wish I hadn't done, because it was the most peaceful resolution, and he thinks he left on his own accord. But after the fact, I heard from different parties and from everyone that, like, I thought it was just me that was having this, being paranoid about this guy. But afterwards, I found out a lot of women do not like this guy. A lot of women have problems with this guy and his behavior, and there are some illicit rumors on kind of the things he's done. And so, yeah, that's why that project ultimately did not come to fruition. I was going to start the project from scrap after I got back from Iceland, but obviously quarantine happened. Now, the rest of this year, the whole plan was I was going to shoot multiple short films this year and then shoot my feature film next year. That's not happening, obviously. So, you know, it's either wait until next year to shoot my other short films, or I don't want to waste that time. And I have all this time in quarantine, and I'm going to be in quarantine for roughly a year. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually write my feature film. I don't know which one I want to pursue. I have a couple of different feature film ideas, but I'm going to write one of my feature film scripts and I'm going to shoot it next year. So that means the movie's probably not going to be great because I haven't had any practice in, but I'm still going to work my hardest, and I'm going to shoot my feature film next year, probably next fall, which is a long ways away if you think about it. It's a year and a half from now. But there probably won't be a vaccine until summer or fall. And I don't think I or any of my crew or cast will feel safe working on this project. And we're going to break the 10 people social distancing rule because of how much it requires to pull off a shoot. So I don't think anyone is going to feel safe shooting this until there is a vaccine in order. So, yeah, that sucks. But at the same time, I'm trying to view this opportunity as an opportunity for me to kind of pursue the things I've always wanted to do, which is shoot a movie. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to get started on. You know, I think this quarantine, the way we should view it, and because I think everyone has been going through the similar strokes in life where it became, oh, this is kind of nice, we're staying in, and then, oh, this is weird, like, it's weird to kind of be in all the time and not be able to see people, and then comes the depression and anxiety, and then comes the frustration of wanting to go out, and then comes kind of like the missing everything, kind of like the sadness of, I miss going out, I miss seeing my friends, I miss socializing, even me, who is so introverted, I actually really miss socializing now, and I think we're at this point where now this is the new norm, but, and we're just kind of going through the motions, but I think we have a rare opportunity to do the things that we've always wanted to do, whether it's exercise, whether it's pick up a new hobby, pick up a new skill. You know, I promote Skillshare a lot on my channel, and this, they are not sponsoring this Patreon podcast, but I really think you guys should sign up for Skillshare. I don't get extra money if you sign up for it either. I'm just saying you should really pick up a talent, pick up a new skill, something you've always wanted to do. I'm trying to get into graphic design because I think that'd be so useful. And, you know, I think the thing that, obviously, this is a horrible situation. This is a disaster impact on our economy, on people's healths, people's mental healths, and people who contract the disease go through something horrible. But that doesn't mean you're not allowed to try and make use of this situation to benefit you. I think this, you know, unintentionally, this situation has given us a rare gift, which, you know, something honestly we're never going to be able to get ever again in life, which is time. Life is awarding us with time. Life is awarding us with the freedom from work, labor, social obligations, school, you know, in some cases, rent, bills, because the government is paying unemployment. Obviously, there are asterisks to all of that, because obviously, you know, you don't have to pay your own bills, but that also means you're not making any money. And, but, you know, the government's covering it with unemployment, but that also means that's going to fuck up our economy or our social security. Like, there's a lot of asterisks to that, but that's the situation we're in, and we got to take it for the face value that it is. And we have all this free time, and I think instead of watching TV, instead of binging TV shows, I think a better way is to, you're going to lose yourself if you keep doing that. You're going to pick up bad habits, you're going to become lazier. I think the best way is to try to live your life like you lived your life before, or at least live a better life. Leave it scheduled, you know, like, if you have a favorite snack, don't just sit at home and eat it all day. Only eat it at the end of the day. You know, make it something that you're looking forward to. You know, every day, get dressed, get changed. Make it feel like you're actually going out. You know, just the act of changing your clothes can make you feel better. And in terms of, like, doing stuff, you know, don't just play video games all day. You know, maybe save that for the weekend. You know, I'm trying to like adhere to the weekend rules now. Like, I'm trying to work all week, and then my weekends are my weekends, and I do whatever. I'm trying to go back to that schedule rather than just doing whatever I want in quarantine, because then it's chaos. And I saw this fascinating video on YouTube. Please look it up. It will completely recontextualize quarantine for you. It's called Spaceship U. One of our patrons suggested it. Thank you to whoever did that. That really kind of put things into perspective for me. And I feel like we owe it to ourselves to... We've entered this quarantine, but we owe it to ourselves to come out of this quarantine and this whole situation, however long it takes, to come out better versions of ourselves. Because we have the rare opportunity to reflect on ourselves, to reflect on our open mind, to reflect on working on ourselves, to reflect on our physical health, our mental health, creativity, scripts, art, whatever it is. We owe it to ourselves to not let this situation kind of take over and to come out better. So I really encourage everyone to do something. Do something a little bit more. And I think that I think that having a schedule and having some structure in your life would be very beneficial. That's kind of what I'm doing. I have a lot more that I want to talk about that I'll probably talk about on the next episode. I'm thinking about making these a Monday podcast. So yeah, tune in next Monday for another episode. I might make these twice a week because the weeks feel long. So I might make these twice a week, but we'll be on a once a week format and see how that flows. And then if I feel like I want to put out a little bit more, then we'll put out a little bit more. But guys, thank you very much for listening to this. I'll be sure to take your questions. You know, in fact, if you have questions, if you have anything you want me to talk about, be sure to leave them in the comments of this post. Starting next episode, this will be only for our autumn tier patrons. So if you want to enjoy this podcast, and if you want to support us, join us on the autumn tier. If not, we will be putting out a YouTube podcast real soon. Stay tuned for that. That will be free for everyone. So stay tuned. All right, guys, thank you for listening. I will see you guys next week. Stay safe.